Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So you're the driver, you're going to be him, I'm going to be you. Okay? Do what he was doing to you.
Right like that. I'm looking right at his fist.
Is he actually trying to hit you or he just has his fist?
Oh, he's got his fist up.
This is the plaintiff, Andrew. He says he used to work for the defendant, and the guy turned out to be a maniac who once bear-hugged him and then threw him into a wall. After that, he went directly to the cops and filed an assault report. He now has back problems because of the violent attack. This is America, and he wants the $3,000 he's owed. This is the defendant, Knud Jacobson. He says he had to terminate the plaintiff, and when he did, the guy took a company computer when he left. He tried to block him from leaving, and the plaintiff barreled into him. After that, the lunatic claimed he was assaulted. He in no way did anything like that and owes this troublemaker nothing. He's accused of being fighting mad.
All parties, please raise your right hand.
What you are about to witness is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual litigants with a case pending in civil court. Both parties have agreed to drop their claims and have their cases settled here before Judge Marilyn Million in our forum, the People's Court.
Be seated. Come to order, please. Litigants have been sworn, Your Honor.
Thank you, Douglas.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay, Andrew, you've asked to be referred to only by the name Andrew. You are suing, how do I pronounce your first name?
Knud.
Knud Jacobson, your former employer, for $3,000 that you say he owes you in pain and suffering, as well as health insurance and doctor's visits, because according to you, he attacked you when he fired you.
That is correct.
All right, tell me what happened.
Your Honor, I took a job with the defendant on July 1st. Selling big equipment.
What's big equipment?
Compaction and baling equipment. So in the back of the stores, box crushers and turn them into a cube, or the trash goes into a compactor and they just crush it. So I began working for the company, and I could tell right away there was going to be a problem. Within the first 2 weeks, Knud started yelling at me. It was just amazing, the slurs coming out, and I happen to be Jewish, and he's coming out with these anti-Semitic slurs and these racial slurs.
Such as?
Someone would pass by wearing a yarmulke, wearing a prayer hat. That Jewish guy, that's the only reason we hired you, to get us into that area, to Lakewood, New Jersey and Livingston, and get to know those people. Okay. I'm those people.
Okay.
They just became very, you and I would never use the N-word. I had to teach him the word African-American. He didn't even know to use that word.
Okay.
And that was constant.
How long in total did you work for them?
8 months.
8 months. What happened at the 8-month mark?
Well, Knud had raised his hand to me twice while we're driving in the car doing 80 miles an hour.
What do you mean raise his hand to you?
Oh, we're driving along and he's telling me that I'm ponying up to his partner.
So he's driving and he raises a hand. Yep. Can you please show me how it is that this happens? I'm dying to understand.
Oh, it was just amazing.
All right, so you're in the passenger seat.
Yep.
Okay, let's say, come on over here.
Absolutely.
All right, so you're the driver. You're going to be him. I'm going to be you.
Okay.
Do what he was doing to you.
Right like that. I'm looking right at his fist.
Is he actually trying to hit you or he just has his fist?
Oh, he's got his fist up.
Did he hit you?
He did not.
Okay. All right, so he's got his fist up, and that's what you mean by raise his hand to you.
Twice.
Okay.
He threatened me with the fist while we were driving.
And you did not quit either of those times. All right, so then...
But he sent me down to training to corporate headquarters. The minute I arrived at corporate headquarters, I saw the CEO, or the president of the company's parent company. I told him what was going on.
Do you have any proof of that?
I have it all written down. I have emails.
Okay, do you have proof that you complained before you got fired?
Yes.
Okay, let me see the proof. What is the day of the events in question when you were fired?
February 16th
of 2015. Now, let me ask you what happened on that day?
On that day, I had told the corporation that this might happen.
When did all this stuff happen on February 16th? After this email?
Oh, yes. That was in November.
No. This email, I'm sorry, the one in my hand is February 16th at 9:48 a.m.
Oh, okay. I have one before.
What time of the day did it happen on February 16th?
1 o'clock.
All right. Tell me what happened at 1 o'clock.
Sure.
So at 9:48 a.m., you send them an email that tells them that the three deals that you have pending, you had expected commission on.
Right.
They tell you, apparently they have told you that they closed it. They're taking the commission. You're getting some either lower commission or no commission.
Right. They kept changing the commission rates throughout
the
whole
time. Okay, so it was a lower commission rate?
Lower commission.
And you were angry about that.
Yes.
And so you told them either you do things on my terms and here are my terms, or you're going to have problems closing all those because I've already spoken to the customers. Okay. Then what happens at 1 o'clock when you, you weren't at work, I take it, when you emailed it. Right. So you show up at work at what time?
1 o'clock.
And when you show up at work at 1 o'clock, what happens?
I show up. We start talking. They turn around. They're going to let me go. I grab my bags, I grab my case, the computer, I get up and I start walking towards the stairs.
The computer is an office computer.
It is.
Why are you taking it with
you? My personal documents were on there.
Why are your personal documents on an office computer?
That's how I had it.
Why didn't you just sit there a second and mail it all to yourself and then take it off the computer while you're sitting there? Why are you grabbing the computer and leaving with it?
I grabbed the computer and I was walking out.
Why?
I didn't think of just sitting there and taking them, I don't think they would have let me.
Because he thinks you're stealing the computer, right? While you're being fired.
I even tell him, I'm going to give you back the computer.
Oh, I don't think there's a whole lot of trust there at that point. What happens? It gets physical?
So I get up to walk towards the stairs. He jumps up and blocks the stairs. Okay? I walk over to it and I said, I'm leaving. I have my briefcase in one and my books in the other. He bear hugs me and throws me against the wall with all his force. I'm standing there pinned, and I can feel the pressure, and all of a sudden, he starts moving me to try and throw me down the stairs. Now, I'm a disabled veteran. I have metal knees, but I brace myself. And he turns around. He realizes he can't throw me down. He turns around to his partner and says, come over and do your job. And Eric won't come near him. He realizes what's going on. He stays where he is.
Is Eric here? Is there an affidavit from Eric?
This is a witness statement from
Eric. Yeah, a witness statement. Let me see it. Do you have any other witnesses that were there that day?
I have it recorded.
How do you have the attack recorded? If you're being attacked, how do you have the presence of mind to record it?
It's on for the last hour. When I recorded every session after the two attacks in the car. My sales association said record everything.
Okay, let's hear your recording.
Look, I had a contract. I have a contract. Oh, I do. I have two lawyers that have seen it. They think it's so funny that you think it's not a contract.
Go and talk to
him. Of course I will.
Yes or no amount.
I won't give you one.
Okay, then you're fired.
Okay.
I won't give you a yes or no on what? On the terms?
On the new... Oh, I'm sorry.
On the new contract.
What are you looking at? On the new position they're trying to force me to take.
Okay, got it. Play.
You got it.
I'm going to leave the building, but everything that's going to happen right now is going to go through the lawyers. Okay, I want you to know that.
Don't even talk to him.
We went outside from there.
Who went outside?
I did. I left the building.
Let me ask
yes,
you, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know where to start because...
Well, let's start with when you hired him. According to him, you had a habit of making racist, sexist, and we didn't even go into sexist, but I know he said that in the complaint, and anti-Semitic comments to him. Is that true or untrue?
That is not true.
I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that.
Of course not.
Okay. Were you violent with him?
No.
Did you ever raise your fist to him?
No.
Did you two ever have arguments before the 8-month mark about anything?
Plenty of discussions, yes.
Okay. And what were the arguments about?
His performance.
Because what?
He's supposed to was to be the complete sales cycle. We quickly realized that was not his strength. So that's why he said we tried to change his position, was to open doors. We explained to him what it was, what we were unhappy about. You know, we had all the numbers ready, you know, how many machines he had sold, how many he had not sold, how many trials, how many failed trials. And at the end of it, he said, you know, you need to make up your mind. We're not going to give you a lot of time for discussion. We don't want any drama. This is not a negotiation. This is a choice. He didn't want to do it, and we had to terminate him.
Okay. After you terminate him, what does he say? I heard the tape, but what does he do?
Well, he just stands up and prepares to leave the building.
With the computer?
With the computer. He never said anything about that he had personal documents on there. We couldn't hear that on the tape either.
No, I didn't. What I heard him say was, you'll get it from my two lawyers. My two lawyers. And then he keeps walking.
Absolutely.
And then what happens?
The office is on the second floor, so there's 12 steps down. I step in front of the steps and block his way. He walks up, and he just walks up, so he's totally touching me, not with his hands, but with his body. And he starts to push forward. I try to grab, but I can't get a hold of anything, so instead I grab onto him. And when I find my balance again, I let him out because I don't really want to fall down those steps with, especially not with him on top of me.
Right. So then he leaves the building and you don't chase him?
No, I don't chase him.
Did you ever push him against a wall?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And the witness statement from your partner predictably says that he didn't push against the wall. So this lawsuit that I have in front, is there another lawsuit pending on the business end of things or no?
Not yet, Your Honor. We have nothing filed.
So this lawsuit is for $3,000, a statutory maximum. And what are you suing for? 5 months of health insurance for February, March, April, May, and June because you feel that you had a contract.
They never paid me for February. March, April, May, and June was part of the contract. Just here, this is from the
doctor.
Can
I see the contract?
I think I gave it to you, Your Honor.
Okay. And what I have says you are an employee at will. Do you have something that says something other than that? Because at will means you can be fired whenever they feel like it.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Harvey Levin here. So, can the employer use physical force to stop this guy from walking out with a computer?
I'd say yes, he can. Because that's the employer's property.
The employer's property, but his point is, hey, I have personal stuff on that computer.
Yes, he can use force because it's the company's computer.
How much force can he use?
None. It's battery, so that's illegal.
So you have to let him walk out with the computer?
No, you can ask the security to stop him.
No security.
Then file for a case.
File for a case. That means he gets out the door, going inside the courtroom.
What do you have that says that they can't fire you?
I don't have anything.
Okay, then they would never owe you insurance after they fire you.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're going to play another tape?
No, I want to show you a picture of my injuries. My ribs. It's not a good picture, Your Honor.
Did you go to the hospital right then?
No.
Did you go to the doctor?
I waited until the 19th. Your Honor, I was in shock.
Show me, these are your pictures of redness on your belly.
Yeah.
And the picture was taken when?
The 19th.
The 19th, that's 3 days later.
Your Honor.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
When did you first go to the doctor?
The 19th.
The 3 days later.
Yes. Started getting redder and redder, Your Honor.
Got redder and redder, not less red and less red?
No.
What did the doctor say was wrong with you?
It was my bones that were bruised.
Okay. Do you have anything from the doctor?
I do not, Your Honor.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. You're suing for an assault. You say that the guy bruised your bones and you got nothing from the doctor?
I brought the doctor bills.
I don't care about the doctor bills. That just shows you went to a doctor.
I did not bring the...
Okay. Do you understand that it looks a little suspicious, Andrew?
Okay.
I mean, you've got a situation where you feel that they're not treating you fairly.
Right.
You go there and you go gangbusters on them about how you're not going to take, you know, a penny less than what you feel you're worth. They fire you. You walk out with their computer, which you have no right to do. You say you're doing it. You tell me you're doing it because you have personal stuff on it, except for that you don't say that once and you're taping. So you're taping. You know you're taping, which is already suspicious. You're suing them for an assault you say happened, but you didn't see a doctor for 3 days. and you don't bring me anything from the doctor saying that there's something wrong with you.
Your Honor, I have evidence on a few of the things you said. They paid me less than what's in that contract. I have it right here.
That's not what you're suing for. You're suing for the assault.
All I'm saying is,
do you have any proof of the assault?
Just what you heard.
Okay, then I'm ready to rule. My verdict is for the defendant in this case. Do you have something else you really need to say?
No.
Okay.
Not
goodbye,
if you
folks.
And because the evidence doesn't support the assault, the plaintiff loses the case. Here, step over here and face this way. All right, so how do you feel coming out of this courtroom after hearing this?
I more or less am not on my watch. I stood up for myself. There was evidence, more that she wanted, but with everything that happened, I did the best I could to protect myself, and I'll do that every time. Mm. Next time, I'll make sure. I recorded all 17 episodes. It wasn't just that one. My association said, just record everything, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
why
right.
There was a recording.
All right, okay. All right, well, good luck. You head right down this way, and so the defendant wins this case. Come on in here, step in here. What's your reaction to this outcome here?
Well, I'm obviously happy with the result. Mm-hmm. We had never had to be here. You know, that's mm-hmm. best I can say.
How did it get to that with him? How did it get to that point where...
We made one big mistake. We should have fired him a lot earlier, you know.
Harvey?
Okay, back to the question we were talking about. I think that the employer is allowed to use reasonable physical force to stop this guy from walking out with his property. And that will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you compare quotes from multiple local pros, browse homeowner reviews, and even book a service instantly. Angie's been connecting people with skilled pros for nearly 30 years. So the next time you have a home project, bring it to Angie to get your job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is the plaintiff, Audane Pierre. He says he rented an apartment to the defendant, and she turned into a nightmare tenant. That's right. She came up with every trick in the books not to pay the rent, including two men broke in and stole her rent money from her dresser. Well, he's here seeking $3,000 for rent, a broken refrigerator, and cleaning costs. This is the defendant, Jacqueline Garcia. She says there was a faulty lock on her front door and she was robbed. After that, she slept with a baseball bat because she has four kids and needed to protect them. As far as the rent goes, she was fully paid up, has no idea why she's being sued, and thinks the judge is going to see things her way because the plaintiff is lying. She's accused of being a rotten renter.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case on the docket, the plaintiff says the defendant was a horrible tenant, a horrible liar, saying that robbers came in and stole her rent money, but the defendant says the front door lock was broken and the robbery was real. It's the case of rent my apartment. It's a steal.
Thank you, Douglas.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay, Dan Pierre,
yes.
You are suing your former tenant, Jacqueline Garcia, and Victor Colon. You have power of attorney for both, for Victor. For $3,000 that you say they owe and refuse to pay. Tell me what's going on.
All right, Ms. Garcia moved into the apartment, which I rented to her back in September 30th of 2014.
Okay, so the lease was supposed to begin October 1st?
October 1st.
Of 2014 and go through this September of 2015?
Of 2015.
Okay.
Paid the first month in the deposit on time. Came November. She had difficulty paying. She paid, I believe it was the full rent, 300 in checks and the rest cash. The check bounced. I wasn't too happy with that. I explained to her, here it is, the check bounced. Fortunately, she paid me plus interest of the.
All right. So November got paid, and then what happens?
Came December, and then another likely story. She did not pay me till perhaps first. She gave me $200. I went there to pick up the rent. I don't have it yet. I have $200. I said, okay, fine. Went the following week. She gave me $600. So I text. I said, listen, this is a total of $800 for December.
Why is it $800 for December? Oh, you mean that she had paid?
That she had paid. She
still got $750.
She said she'll get it to me. So the holidays passed.
So you spend every month, all the time, trying to collect the rent.
Trying to collect
okay.
the rent for December.
All right. So then January paid. Comes. Did you get December?
In January the 2nd.
On January the 2nd, she finally
she
finishes paying
she
December.
Gave, she gave $1,100.
Who else was living there with you?
Just me and my four kids.
Four kids?
Yes.
Okay. And do you get child support from, are they all from one dad?
Victim, yeah, it's the father of my four kids.
Does he send child support?
Yeah, he
was
comes
he living
over.
There at the time or no?
No, he just came over to check up on me because I'm sick. He comes to check up on
sick
me.
Sick in what way?
I have heart problems and I have cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Are you in treatment now?
Yes.
What treatment are you in now?
Right now, I'm just taking radiation for right now, but.
Okay. So according to you, the last payment you ever get from her is January 2nd.
Yes.
And there's still a balance left.
Yes.
I mean, for January of 2015.
That is correct.
Plus you're suing for the late fee. Plus,
yes.
According to you, she never paid again and didn't leave until March. So you're suing for that prorated amount.
No,
and
she hasn't.
This is the strange part. And according to you, she took the fridge?
Yes, she took the refrigerator, Your Honor.
Why'd you take the fridge?
He took my deposit money. He told me.
His fridge.
No. He told me when I first moved there, he bought the refrigerator. I said, okay, this is my refrigerator.
Okay, when you first moved weren't all the appliances replaced?
No. He replaced it after I moved in.
Okay, so after you moved in, he replaced every appliance?
Everything. He put a dishwasher, he put a new stove.
That's nice. And then what? New.
And he said he would buy me a refrigerator because I didn't have a refrigerator.
Wait,
and I said,
didn't the kitchen have a refrigerator?
No, it didn't have a refrigerator.
So he bought all the appliances except the refrigerator?
He told me that I will be paying the refrigerator with my deposit money.
Can you prove what you're saying?
Well, he said it face to face. I mean,
would that be a no to my question? Because it doesn't sound logical. I have yet to meet the landlord who buys a refrigerator for an apartment and tells you, I'll tell you what, your security deposit will go towards paying that, so just take the fridge. In January, do you still owe rent?
No.
Okay, can you prove that you don't owe rent for
I have to, make my own rent receipts because he never provided me rent receipts. Every time he came, he never had rent receipts.
Okay, but he would sign them?
No, he won't.
You could have written that paper outside the courtroom door. A receipt is proof from the other person that you got something.
Yeah,
so if you have to write your own, I understand if he doesn't write them, but then you have him sign them before you give him the money. Otherwise, you're going to be standing here in front of a judge trying to persuade them that you can prove something that you can't prove. So rent is $1,500, and then according to you on January 2nd, she pays you $1,100, and she still owed from the prior month $700, correct?
Yes, correct.
So for January, all she paid was $400, which means that what she would owe for the rest of January, unless she can prove that she paid more, is an additional $1,100 for January, plus the late fee. When did you leave? Did you pay February?
I left February 15.
Did you pay February?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because I was not. I got robbed. They came
what
with
did
a
they
gun.
Take?
They came. They took the money. I had
the
money.
Rent money?
I had money in an envelope. I had just came out of the bank. I had money in an envelope. I had my kids' piggy bank. I had a PlayStation.
PlayStation?
Yeah, they took a bunch of.
They took
stuff.
The kids' piggy bank?
Yeah.
Did you call the police?
Yeah, the police came.
Do you have the police report?
I didn't pick up the police report because I was in the hospital.
What excuse do you have for taking the fridge, ma'am? Have you returned the fridge since then?
I offered to give it back to him. I was trying to avoid all this.
Did she offer to give it back to you?
Yes, on several occasions.
And then why didn't you just take that offer?
She moved out on February 28th. March 1st, she texted me, said she moved out. I said, okay, fine. I went to the apartment. There was no refrigerator there. So I texted her and her significant other what happened to the refrigerator. They texted me back later on saying that it's snowing. I think for some, they didn't have the truck. They'll return it tomorrow. Thursday, there was another storm. So I gave them till Sunday, which would be the 8th, to return the refrigerator by 12 noon.
Right.
Sunday came and went. No refrigerator. So I texted, I said, listen, as I promised, I will not call the police and make a police report.
And you called and you reported it?
Absolutely.
What's going on with that?
We're actually going to court as we speak.
Has the police talked to you?
No, police will talk to me. We just going to court right now. I went to court yesterday.
So you were charged with a criminal case?
Well, I don't know what I'm charged with yet. And we went to court yesterday.
Do you have the notice with you so I can see if it's criminal? Do you have a lawyer?
I have a public defender.
Then it's criminal. That's a public defenders don't get involved in civil lawsuits. It's criminal. That's the answer. All right. So now, wow. So you still have the refrigerator. Why didn't you go ahead and make arrangements on all the days that he was giving you guys?
Me and my sister bring him the refrigerator. He was not there that day. What was I supposed to do?
Why are you bringing a refrigerator on a day that the guy's not there? What good is that?
He said he was going to be there.
Oh, okay. He stood you
up. To pick up the keys.
Can you prove that, but from text? Why not? If that happened, there'd be texts back and forth.
I just had a phone. And the phone actually did blow.
Can I see your text back and forth?
Oh, absolutely, Your Honor.
Where did you move to?
I live right now with my mom. But the refrigerator's in my brother's house in Clifton, in his garage.
Why are you charging for 10 days in March? If you say she moved out February 28th? You ended up renting it from March 10th forward?
No, it's not rented. It's still not rented. I don't have a refrigerator.
Did you have a month-to-month or a lease with them?
I had a lease with them. I explained that I would let her out of her lease because she felt unsafe in the apartment.
Do you believe the break-in happened? Like, did she tell you right away?
It's not for me to believe. She said she called the police. I was not there. And I explained to her. I went there the next day, actually, to fix the lock. When I got there, I'm like, where's the break-in? No lock. The lock was fine.
Okay, so the defense, the lock didn't work. The robbers came in, stole the rent money. You buying it?
No.
Why?
Because she should have, like, hid it somewhere better so, like, no one could come in and take it. And if she knew, like, the lock didn't work well, she should have hid it properly.
You know what? I'm going to stop. No offense, guys, because he actually answered every single point in there. Good job. Go inside the courtroom.
He says the lock was intact.
The first floor door was open, I guess. I don't know.
And how did they get into your apartment?
It was open. The door was open.
You had left your apartment door open?
We was in the apartment.
Well, if you were in the apartment, had somebody take your rent money and break in? Are you saying there was a home invasion?
There was a gun pointed at Victor.
Were you there?
I was not there.
He's also suing for $100 in damage to a wall and $100 to clean the apartment because he says you left it filthy. True or untrue?
Untrue.
Okay, did you take pictures of it after you left?
No, I didn't.
Okay, do you have pictures of any filthy apartment and damage to the wall that you're cleaning?
I have pictures of the wall, Your Honor.
Okay, do you have pictures that would justify you charging $100 for cleaning?
Not with me, Your Honor.
Well, with you would be where I'd expect
them. Yes, I'm sorry.
Did you give him a month or a month and a half security?
No, it just says 1500.
Right. This is your sister?
Yes.
Did your husband just get murdered?
Yes.
When?
Last Tuesday.
And you're here? Did you have a heart attack 2 days ago?
On Monday.
You had a heart attack on Monday and you're here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're resilient. You had a heart attack on Monday, and you're here. And your husband was murdered on Tuesday, and you're here.
His funeral was on Saturday.
Wow. Where's this wall?
That's by the staircase going down from the second and third floor.
Yeah, guys working.
Can I see the receipt for the refrigerator?
Sure, absolutely.
What are the 10 days of rent about in March?
Oh, there were some items left in there.
What items were in there?
She left a mattress in there. She left...
What'd you do with that stuff?
They're all in the closet.
Show me a picture of what she left behind.
I don't have the pictures up.
Okay. I'm not going to charge her March. I'm going to order her to pay $1,100 for the balance of the January rent that she can't prove paying, plus $35 in late fees. All right, and as to February rent, the security deposit covered that. $1,350 for the refrigerator. $100 for the damage to the wall, I think, is reasonable. So I'm ordering the defendant to pay the plaintiff the total of $2,585. That is my judgment. Good luck, folks.
Thank you.
So that's the judgment, which goes against the defendant. Step in a little bit right here, and let's have some comment from you on how this case went down from your point of view.
Well, it's my fault. I didn't have enough evidence to prove it, but I did pay him. He knows what I paid him. He knows how much money I owe him. He knows what he said, so.
All right, well, you know you need evidence to come into the courtroom when it's a case situation.
Apparently, I didn't have them, so.
Apparently not. And when you don't have it, you know, it just looks like you're making up excuses after excuses. It's what it looks like without the evidence.
He knows the truth. He knows the truth. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Follow Officer McIntosh right that way.
All right, sir, so step on in here. Satisfied how this comes out?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe her as a...
She's a nice person. She's a really nice person. I was, like, shocked by her... How could I put by her action?
All right, Harvey, what do you think?
Okay, Kurt, I couldn't say it better than this dude. The fact is that to say the locks are broken makes it sound like the landlord's responsible, but the fact that the locks are broken means the tenant has to be especially cautious not to have money laying around, so it's the tenant's problem. That will do it for this case. Litigants, for the next case on the way into the courtroom, right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is the plaintiff, Henry. He says he and the defendant have been friends for 20 years. So having to sue him here today in court is tough, but the guy owes him. He learned a great lesson about not hiring friends to do plumbing work on a bathroom renovation. The defendant has cost him valuable time. He's owed $5,000, and he hopes he gets it here today when the judge bangs the gavel in his favor. This is the defendant, Christopher Spruill. He says his one-time good friend hired him to do the plumbing for a new bathroom. And after he was done, the guy wanted him to finish the entire bathroom. When he told him it would cost him more money, he refused. All heck broke loose. And here they are in court. He's accused of being a drip. The defendant has filed a countersuit for $730 for harassment and a hand truck.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case in the docket, the plaintiff hired the defendant, a friend, for 20 years to do plumbing work. It ruined their relationship, but the defendant says the plaintiff demanded way more than was reasonable. It's the case of the relationship that went down the toilet.
All right, Henry, you've asked us not to use your real name or your last name, so we're just going to call you Henry. You are suing Christopher Spruill for $5,000 that you say you are out as a result of him breaching a contract to finish your bathroom. Tell me what happened.
Well, the situation started, I think back in September of 2014, when I hired the defendant to do some work in my bathroom.
What was the work you hired him for?
I hired him to do the piping of bringing the fresh water into the bathroom.
Was he replacing any of the piping that was already there?
No, because all the piping was gone already. Just the piping that brought the water up from the basement, those pipes was there.
He brought the pipes to the location, but he didn't do what?
He didn't finish extending the pipes. All he did was bring the pipes over. He's supposed to bring the pipes over and then take the pipes for the shower to work. He's supposed to connect the pipes to in the shower. He's supposed to connect the pipes to the jets. You know how the jets come out from the side? Okay. He never connected the pipes to the jets. All he did was run the pipe.
What reason did he give you for not finishing that job?
Well, the reason he gave me for not finishing that day when he was working, he said, he's tired, I'm going home. I said, all right. I didn't want to argue with him because I knew
so how he
get.
So when was he supposed to come back? According to him, that day, what does he tell you about when he'll come back?
He said he'll come back after he go on vacation.
How long was he on vacation?
He said he was going on vacation the very next day.
For
he
how
was going to go for a week.
Okay, so after a week passes, does he come back?
No.
Do you communicate with him, text him?
Yes.
And what happens?
During the texting, in the phone conversation, he tells me he's not coming back unless I pay him more money. He gave me a whole story about what he
What's
is and what he's not.
What's your response to this?
There's a lot of fabrication going on over there, okay. First of all, Yana. I have a text message where I gave him the material list for the roughing of all the plumbing.
And how much were you going to charge him?
I charged him $500 just to do the roughing, and that's all I was doing.
No, the list that you gave him, how much were you going to charge him to do all of it?
Just the roughing. I wasn't pricing out the whole job, just the roughing.
So if it's just the roughing, do you guys have a contract?
No.
Wouldn't that be helpful right now?
Something would have been helpful, but I was doing a favor.
Either a text. Do you guys have a text or an email or something?
I have several texts.
No. That says what the job was supposed to be. Because the essential dispute that we're having here is that you say you weren't paying him $500 to just do what he did. And you're saying he was paying me $500 just to do what I did and not finish.
Yes.
Right. So which means he has to hire another plumber. So why would he... Right, but if he had to hire another plumber, another guy anyway, why would he pay you to do part of it?
Because the rest of the work would have been completed for more money.
Yeah, but did you tell him that from the beginning?
Yes, I did. The roughing
part. Can you prove that? Because that's the whole argument you're having.
Everything is already out, okay? So you just have to add the fittings to it. The only thing...
When you say the fittings, you mean the stuff that's over the tile?
Exactly, exactly, the fixtures.
Is that what you mean too?
No, the plumber came in and did all the exit work, all the plumbing work that leads the water out of the bathroom.
Sir, did you hire someone to do what he didn't do?
No, I didn't hire nobody to do what he
didn't
do.
Where's your bathroom?
My bathroom is in the house on the second floor.
Okay, is it working?
No.
You just don't have a bathroom?
Ma'am, this, right.
Why wouldn't you hire somebody else then? Then I'd have a measure of exactly what your damages are. In other words, if you have to hire a plumber and pay him $250 to finish a job, that's what your damages are. You've come into court, you want him to pay you back the $500 you paid him, $1,100 to the tile guy. Why would the guy be responsible to have to reimburse you for all of the tile in your bathroom? That's ridiculous. Why would he have to pay your tile guy? Why would he have to pay your carpenter $1,200? Why would he have to pay you $2,200 for pain and suffering? Why isn't the correct thing that he just, if he bailed in the middle of a job, he pays what you had to pay to finish the job?
So would you hire a good friend to do plumbing work?
No, I would hate to take that risk and ruin the friendship if they didn't do a good job.
What if he was a real good plumber?
Well, it depends.
Say no, it's probably a better answer.
No.
Good answer. Good answer. Going inside the courtroom.
Here's what I want. I want the texts. And I feel bad because I'm going to put gloves on so I don't get my germs all over your phone. Okay, for a good 2 or 3 months, you're barely responding to him. When you do respond to him, you say, I'm working. When I get off, send me a picture. And then he texts you finally in April and says, I really wanted this to work out with you because we're friends. You guys were friends before this?
We've known each other, but...
I wanted to remain friends, but this is the way you're going to treat me. Then this is the end. So be it. I will treat you like anyone else who did me wrong. And then you say to him, you did me wrong first. What are you referring to?
I had a hand truck that I loaned him, and it got stolen in his truck, and he never replaced it.
His hand truck was stolen from your truck?
Yes,
why was his hand truck in your truck?
Well, he loaned me the hand truck.
Well, then why didn't you replace it when it got stolen from your truck?
Well, ma'am, I paid him $100. I gave him $50 twice for it. He wants me to pay him $250 for a used hand truck.
Why would you want $250 for a used hand truck?
I told him the hand truck was $200, and that's what I wanted, plus the tax. It wasn't a used hand truck. I got it from Home Depot.
Okay, do you have a receipt for the hand truck that got stolen?
I don't have a receipt now. I bought this
hand truck. How are you going to prove it's a new hand truck?
Well, it was a new hand truck when he got it. Okay. I mean, this was back in 2012.
I just need you to prove that it was a new hand truck when he got it.
I can't prove it.
Why do you say to him, you've never offered to replace my hand truck?
He didn't.
Just a second. That's what I was waiting for you to do, but obviously you only care about yourself, so I call it a wash. Why did you say that? Because it's only a wash. Listen to me.
I'm sorry.
Because it's only a wash if you still owe him something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what would make it a wash. So how do you stand here and tell me there wasn't any work you were still supposed to finish?
The only thing that was not completed on that job was the shower roughing, the body for the shower, the roughing body for the shower. That was it. But
all right.
10 months later.
I'm done. I don't want to hear anymore. You have a counterclaim against him for $730, $230 of it for the hand truck, and then $500 for harassment. What harassment?
It's telling me he's coming down to my job, and he called the job and threatened me on the phone, and he also told me that he was going to be coming to my job, and that's on the text.
I never called his job.
I don't know, but you threatened that you're going to.
I did tell him.
Actually, you threatened that you're going to beat him up.
I did.
Right. All right, let me tell you guys something. It's obvious to me from reading the text, I get the flavor of what's going on. It looks to me like any man who says, let's consider it a wash, is a man who recognizes that he owes him something else. Throughout this whole trial, you have said, I owe nothing. Then when you realize that I'm reading that text, you say to me, well, I owe one little thing, but well, why didn't you mention that before? I kind of don't trust you once you start flip-flopping like that. So I believe that what happened is that too much time passed, and then all of a sudden you felt underappreciated. You underquoted the job, which is your fault, it's not anybody else's. You underquoted the job, and now you felt like, not only did I underquote the job, but I underquoted the job for a guy who got my hand truck stolen from his truck and then didn't even have the decency to try to make me whole. And now he wants you to come back. And it was just a little too much for you. That's what I think happened.
I'm not going to disagree.
Exactly. But clearly there was stuff you still owed him. So the question is, when I take that stuff that I believe you still owed him, and I subtract from it what I am estimating, because I am estimating, because neither one of you come with the actual evidence you need. So what time is this, Douglas?
Time for a little rough justice.
That's right. So I'm just going to make it up as I go along. So if you don't like it, you can't complain. I'm going to order the defendant to pay the plaintiff a net judgment on these two lawsuits of $150 regarding your harassment claim. You guys deserve each other. There's no harassment here. There's just two people disagreeing. So net judgment in favor of the plaintiff in the amount of $150. And if you can't get a plumber to finish it for $150, then I guess you should have brought the court the evidence the court needed. Good luck, folks.
Wash your ass when you get back to New York.
Well, the result of these two old friends battling in court is that the plaintiff here who sued for $5,000 nets $150. What's your reaction to this outcome here?
Well, I didn't, get a chance to really present my case like I wanted to. I think it was a lot of things that was needed to be said that the judge didn't allow me to say.
What happened after the judge ruled? You looked over at him. Did you say something threatening toward him?
Or? Yes, I did.
What did you say to him?
I don't want to repeat it. Yeah, you heard it. I think it was on tape, right?
Huh? Why would you do that in the courtroom?
Because I just felt really, really bad about this.
Yeah, upset by the ruling.
Yeah.
All right. Head around the corner this way.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And how does that sit with you?
Well, the judge made the final ruling. I can't go against it. It is what it is. He got what he deserved. I mean, I don't think I owe him anything, but it is what it is.
What did he say to you?
Oh, he threatened to beat me up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big dude. He think he's tough, but this is his mentality. This is why he couldn't present his case properly. That's his training, His mentality is that of a thug.
Yeah, let's go down the street. Harvey?
It's kind of counterintuitive, Kurt, but when you are working with a friend, all the more reason to get things in writing so there are not misunderstandings, because those are the things that ruin relationships.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.